Thank you for continuing the journey with me on just thoughts about God. I am examining and thinking about some contemporary issues, what we're facing, and looking at some biblical and personal understanding about these ideas. Hopefully, you find these topics challenging, as well as inspiring you to do some of your own research and see where you are with these things. In the days ahead, I want to look even more at the psychological push behind evil today, because there are individuals pushing ideas, knowing how it will affect humanity in so many different ways. And again, thank you so much for your financial support. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You're keeping the ministry going and encouraged. Really appreciate it. Again, as we examine the world in which we live, we have to stop and look at some of the things being emphasized that are hard or anti human beings. That's about the best way to say it. Again, I will use abortion as an example. My issue is not necessarily, my target rather, is not the abortion industry. My issue I'm really looking at is who and what is behind the push to turn abortions into a profit-making industry. See, there was a time when I supported the idea of abortions. Yes, I'm not proud to say, but I did. I supported that because I felt I was supporting women's issues and the freedom of women by doing that. However, as I learned the amount of a babies being aborted, I was shocked. I was like, wow, I'm supporting some things here. It looked like this is being abused, and why? This is being emphasized more and more, and why? I discovered that the people who were behind the industry and what they were attempting to accomplish in their own words were different from supporting women. They were not about helping women. They were about controlling certain populations. They were about eliminating, reducing certain populations, in their own words. And they couldn't get it done one way. They realized they can get it done another way by convincing women to go in this direction. It's like if you go back in time and remember how the psychological push came upon women to get them to smoke, right? There was a time when women were not smokers. And of course, you can twist it around and say, well, men were smoking, so women could have had the privilege, but men shouldn't have been smoking either, right? There are a lot of things men do that they shouldn't do. Now they're pushing for women to do it. But anyway, so they had a psychological push to get women to smoke. And women were like, oh, man, it's a wonderful thing. You're helping us do this, right? And then you got women dying from emphysema and cancer and all those kind of things. They were not interested in the freedom of women, even though it was pushed that way. They were interested in making money off of women. That's it. So my issue is now that abortions have become a well-organized system for the destruction of human life. I'm like, wow, what's going on? See, when we're comfortable with someone losing their life, when we feel that one life can be so easily disposed of, right? It's just one step from feeling that another life can be so easily disposed of as well. When the baby is, we say, I don't want it, you know, because you can gender select abortions in, I know Sweden you can, I don't know about other countries, but you can just go and say, what do we have going on here? We have a girl. I don't want a girl. Let's take it. And physicians have actually complained in Sweden, hey, this is not what this thing is supposed to be about. And the law in Sweden has supported that, no, you still have to do the abortion. If the woman doesn't want it because she doesn't want a boy or girl, you got to do it. Well, so now I have this issue going on. One life is as disposable, you know, just, okay, I'm going to make it that simple, right? I'm not talking about rape and all those other things and harm to the mother. I'm just talking about we just making it so simple. It's an industry thing, no feeling, just grind it on out, right? I will get to the same point where I can do the same thing about another life. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's destroy those lives of those people over there, that group over there. Yeah, that group. We can do it just like we were doing the babies. Do you see where I'm going? That's where we're headed right now. One life is disposable. The next one will be as well. The individual person does not matter. They don't have value to us and to God. And listen, if you're planning to abort your baby and feel you have no other choice, listen, bring your baby to me. Yes, let me help you in some way. My wife has already told us. She said, babe, if somebody brings a baby here, we're going to keep that baby. I said, we can't keep little babies. But, you know, the point is, let's do what we can to save a baby's life. Again, I'm trying to live in accordance with what is best for humanity, not trying to be a Mother Teresa or all of that, because I know behind it all, it's always better to save a life, if possible, because of the statement you are making about life being important, right? Another challenge we face is human trafficking and the slavery issue. Yeah. Trading in slavery is happening today. Imagine buying another human being to control them, misuse them today, but it's happening today. My point again is that we're at a time in history where there seems to be a push against the awareness or concern about the amount of pain we cause others to feel. As long as certain people are not personally in pain, they do not care what will happen to you and me and how much you and I will suffer. They just don't care. Matthew 24 tells us this is part of what will happen in the time of the end. Verse 9 through 13 of Matthew 24. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Really? And it goes on to say, and shall kill you. Wow. And it says, ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Man, this is Jesus talking about what's going to happen in the end time. Listen to this, verse 10. And then many shall be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another. Man, a lot of people are offended that you would even bring up the name of Jesus. Man, you talk about Buddha, anybody, but not Jesus. Not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No, no, no. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Look at verse number 10. Shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. Verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because lawlessness shall abound, love shall grow cold. So if I were someone who wanted to destroy a society, I would start attacking the rule of law, because I know as human beings, especially those who are not thinking, who are not focused on serving God and the principles of God, as the restrictions of law are being changed, as everything goes crazy, everything is acceptable, love will grow cold. Because lawlessness will abound, iniquity shall abound, love will grow cold. The battle continues today between Cain and Abel. Listen to this. Thoughts about God again. God was able to stop Cain, But in the whole scheme of things, allowing humanity to see what happens when God is not in charge of your life, Cain was allowed to rise up against Abel. We got the example. And what was it over? Worship. I don't like how you're serving God. I don't like how God honors you. The real struggle today is to stay on the side with God and stay on the side of Abel, even in the face of constant deception. What is the struggle today? Know God for yourself because your next door neighbor. Cain is still your brother. Cain is still your sister. Seek to please God personally. Keep your heart soft before God. Be aware that there are others who will view your devotion to God as a threat to their existence. Your commitment to God makes you their enemy. God, help us today to be so focused on you that we stick with you like Abel did, even in the face of losing it all. That's not easy to do, y'all. Come on, let's be real. But Abel stuck with God. Abel pleased God. Let's do that. Let's make that our focus, regardless of the consequences. God bless you. Love you to life.